2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The U.S. Senate is looking into the threat of invasion by Russia in Ukraine with a hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill.
U.S. Senator Mitt Romney took part in that hearing, and he joins us now live. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Amanda.
From where you stand with all the wealth of your foreign relations experience, how do you read what you see going on here?
Well, when Russia lines up 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine, it's pretty clear that they intend either to replace the government and invade the country, or they plan to create such a threat that they cause various nations, Ukraine and ourselves, to, if you will, pay them off somehow, not with money necessarily, but instead with guarantees that they've been seeking. So it's obviously a very hostile act, and it's a very, I mean, it's an outrageous thing for a great nation to threaten a sovereign nation, a sovereign land that elects its own people, and to do so without provocation for the purpose of strengthening their own hand, strengthening their own economy. And this is what Russia's doing. It's frankly what China has been threatening with regards to Taiwan as well. So we're seeing some of the world's most worst actors acting out in a way that frankly, we haven't seen on this scale since the Second World War. So this is a very, very troubling development.
Are you afraid, Senator, that maybe we're sending mixed messages from the administration when they're talking tough here, but at the same time pressing their own party, the Democratic Party, to reject sanctions on Russia's Nord pipeline?
Well, I think it was a real mistake, Tim, for this administration to pull back from the sanctions that were being put in place on the companies that were completing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Nord Stream 2 pipeline, as you know, provides natural gas to Germany and other parts of Europe, and is a way for Russia to get gas into Europe without having to go through Ukraine, which is the other pipeline. And it weakens Ukraine, and it strengthens Russia to have that Nord Stream 2 completed. There are some, like Senator Cruz, who really believe that the completion of Nord Stream 2, which is basically done now, is what has allowed Russia to do what they're doing, which is to threaten Ukraine in the way they are. I think it was a mistake by this administration not to be extraordinarily firm on making sure that we did not allow the completion of Nord Stream 2. And it's, unfortunately, this administration has a couple of very bad foreign policy decisions. That's one. And, of course, the manner in which they withdrew from Afghanistan is another.
Do you think that our threats or promises of what we'll do if he crosses the border with those troops are sufficient to keep him from doing so?
You know, I think that's a difficult calculation to make, and I'm not inside Putin's mind and don't know what he has as his intentions going forward. But I do believe that he recognizes that there are very substantial downsides to him going into Ukraine. One, of course, is that the sanctions that President Biden spoke about have not been employed elsewhere before. They would basically freeze Russia's access to financial markets, and that's not a tool we've used as a sanction in the past. So it's a pretty dramatic step. At the same time, I do believe that the Ukrainian people, who are a courageous and patriotic people, would put up quite a fight, and that there would be a counterinsurgency going on where Russia to step in, and that could go on for a long time. So Putin is going to have to, recalculate whether it's worth it for him to go in and make this move. But make no mistake, Russia will continue to threaten its neighbors and to invade its neighbors or to replace governments and to put in place puppets. Putin wants to reestablish the old Soviet Union in a new way.
You were mocked back in 2012 for saying that Russia was our biggest geopolitical foe. Do you still feel that way?
Well, they're geopolitical adversary in the sense that they block us at every point. They're not the biggest threat, but they were the player on the world stage that kept us from backing the best people, and of course they prop up some of the worst people in the world. The greatest threat to America long term comes from China. China has an enormous population, is an economic powerhouse, and is on track to surpass us economically and militarily. So that's the greatest threat to us. But Russia continues to be an adversary and to combat us. And, of course, in many respects, they collaborate with Russia. They share authoritarian beliefs and are pushing authoritarianism around the world.
Senator Mitt Romney is on the line with us. And, Senator, in the hearing yesterday, if I heard you correctly, you said that you're concerned if President Putin crosses the line with troops into Ukraine, that he wouldn't stop there.
Yes, I'm concerned that Russia, looking at their internal challenges, says, well, our population is dwindling, our workforce is getting smaller, the world doesn't buy virtually anything Russia wants to sell other than military arms. And so he wants to get more population and he wants to get a stronger industrial base. And so he looks at his neighbors and says, I'm going to grab them one by one. And I think he's trying to reassemble a group of nations which he can have under his thumb and try and reestablish Russia as a major power player. Because he sees China and the U.S. Getting stronger, and he's relatively weaker. And so I think it's incumbent on us and our allies around the world to take a very bold action to say, you may not invade a sovereign nation which has elected its own leaders, which is not abusing its people, is supported by its own people. That is something which is unacceptable to the world. And if you do it, you're going to be cut off from the economy of the world and the geopolitics of the world.
Senator Romney, we always appreciate your time on what is sure to be a busy day for you. Thank you.
Tim and Amanda, thanks. Good to be with you.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.